A Maslin teen is headed to prison on child pornography charges. 19-year-old Xavier Williams was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer to 5 to 7.5 years behind bars. He pleaded guilty May 21st to multiple counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Williams was also given credit for 3 days served, sentenced to 5 years probation, and ordered to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. The case involved the sale, distribution, and possession of obscene material involving a minor between October 2024 and May 2025. Canton police are investigating gunfire on the city's southwest side. It was reported shortly after 10 Thursday night in the 2200 block of 9th Street Southwest. Officers were initially told that people ran from a home and opened fire on someone. Neighbors later said the people involved came from an alley next to the house. Officers found signs a party had been taking place behind the home, including liquor bottles and shot glasses. Witnesses said a passenger in a white car fired several rounds before leaving the area. Police recovered 6 shell casings, but found no property damage and no one was hurt. Bond is set at $50,000 for a man accused of threatening to shoot up a Perry Township business. 21-year-old Jameson Clark of Canton was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He pleaded not guilty to charges including making terroristic threats, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for June 5th. Clark allegedly threatened Octapharma Plasma Wednesday morning, prompting a lockdown at the business. Police say he fled on foot before a canine officer helped track him to a Homewood Avenue home, where he was arrested without incident. Plain Township trustees have approved rezoning nearly 70 acres of the former Sanctuary Golf Course, clearing the way for a large senior housing development. The vote came during a Thursday meeting. The plan includes assisted living, senior apartments, and more than 50 single-family homes. According to the repository, developers say it will add needed housing. Some residents raised concerns about traffic and overdevelopment. Nimishillen Township trustees approved recycling of old fire department equipment Thursday, WDPN's David Shore reports.
With the purchase of 2 new washing machines, an old washing machine, dryer, and refrigerator will be turned over to BAM Recycling, with any proceeds to be returned to the fire department. Trustees also awarded a $498,890 contract to North Star Asphalt of North Canton for road paving, renewal of the C2 storage through Synology.com at $59.99 for the year. Approval also was granted to the zoning inspector to declare 14 properties as nuisances due to high grass, debris, abandoned vehicles, and some of which had all 3 issues.
Ohio is investing nearly $27 million in housing projects across 57 counties through the latest round of the Welcome Home Ohio program. Canton for All People will get $900,000 for 9 homes in Stark County. $900,000 will go to Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio to build or rehabilitate 9 homes across Carroll, Harrison, Jefferson, Stark, and Tuscarawas counties. The Portage County Land Bank is receiving $400,000 to fund 4 new or rehabbed homes. A proposed 510-acre data center and power plant in Columbiana County drew dozens of residents to a public meeting Thursday night. The Zuharis Project in Yellow Creek Township promises to generate its own electricity and bring thousands of jobs to the area. WKBN-TV reports some residents are cheering the economic boom, but others at the meeting voiced concerns about the development. Company officials say there is a 90% chance the project moves forward. Salem Regional Medical Center has again been recognized as one of the cleanest hospitals in the nation. The hospital earned a 5-star cleanliness rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services based on patient surveys. Only 396 hospitals nationwide and 21 Ohio received the honor. Hospital President and CEO Dr. Anita Hackstead says cleanliness is a key part of safe, high-quality patient care. A man has been charged with murder following a Wednesday morning shooting on Youngstown's south side. Police say 22-year-old Darius Smith was arrested at the scene after officers responded to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue. A man was found shot to death inside a home on the kitchen floor. The victim's name has not been released. Smith is scheduled to be arraigned this afternoon in municipal court. A state filing in Mahoning County Court warns that downtown Youngstown could be left without steam heat by late summer or early fall of this year if emergency funding is not approved. The document says Sobey Thermal Energy Systems is facing serious financial trouble and may not be able to continue operations without a rate increase or new buyer. The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio is reviewing an emergency rate request as a court-appointed receiver warns the system could run out of operating funds by next year. A man who pleaded guilty to federal gun charges stemming from a fatal shooting has been sentenced. 37-year-old Sean King was given 7 years and 2 months in prison Thursday by Judge Dan Aaron Polster. Prosecutors say King and two others were seen on surveillance video with guns during the August 2025 shooting outside a convenience store on Elm Road in Warren. 31-year-old David Owens was killed and another person wounded. Rajon McElroy and Jamal Rowe pleaded guilty to firearms and ammunition charges in October and have been sentenced to prison. 23-year-old Savion Woodall is charged with killing Owens and will stand trial June 29th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.